Welcome to Zichru Daf Sin Mani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Lachas of Rabbi Kiva's call that Kol Malacha She'efshar La'asos Erev Shabbos Eina Dochas HaShabbos. Any Malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos cannot push aside Shabbos restrictions. He states that the Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva by Mila, and he states this in regards to the Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda needed to teach that the halachas of Rabbi Kiva in both cases. If he had only taught that the preliminaries from Mila do not override Shabbos, one might think that this is because not fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila does not involve Mitzvah Karas, but by Karban Pesach, with which one receives Karas, if one does not fulfill the mitzvah, one might think that the preliminaries do override Shabbos. And if he'd only said the halachas of Rabbi Kiva by Karban Pesach, one might have thought that specifically the preliminaries for the Karban Pesach do not override Shabbos restrictions, but in regards to Mila, with which 13 brisos, covenants, were made over the mitzvah, perhaps Shabbos is pushed aside. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda taught that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva in both cases. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Osin kol tzarchei Mila b'Shabbos. We may perform all the needs for Mila on Shabbos, and then proceed to his various needs, such as Priya, which is the uncovering the crown, Metzitza, the drawing of the blood, and bandaging. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah meant to include when it stated kol tzarchei Mila, all of the needs of Mila, given that the Mishnah's list seemingly included everything. The Gemara answers by bringing a braisa that teaches that as long as one is involved in the Mila, Chozer ben al-Tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-Mila, ben al-Tzitzin she'en ma'akvinas ha-Mila, he may return to the shreds that impede the validity of the Mila and to those that do not invalidate the Mila as well. This is what the Mishnah was coming to include. The braisa concludes that once one withdrew from the Mila because he thought it was complete, he may only return to the Tzitzin and then invalidate the Mila, not to those that do not. And point number three was taught in a braisa that the pasuk Zekeli Vanveu, this is my God and I will beautify him, implies he's not lafana b'mitzvahs, beautify oneself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. For example, one should make a beautiful sukkah, a lulav, shofar, tzitzit, sefer Torah, and write using a beautiful ink, a beautiful pen, and use an expert scribe, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishal says Vanveu heavy domelo. The word Vanveu implies to be like him. Rashi explains that Abishal understands Va'anaveyu as a contraction of the words Ani Vahu, I and he. Mahu Chanun Verachum, Afatahye Chanun Verachum. Just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, so too you should be gracious and compassionate. So once again, the three points are number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva's klal, that Kol Malacha She'efshar La'asos Erev Shabbos, Eina Doichas HaShabbos. Any malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos cannot push aside Shabbos restrictions. He states that the halacha is Rabbi Kiva by Mila, and he states this in regards to Karban Pesach as well. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda needed to teach the halacha is Rabbi Kiva in both cases. If he had only taught that the preliminaries for the Mila do not override Shabbos, one might think that this is because not fulfilling the mitzvah does not involve any sakaris. But by Karban Pesach, with which one receives karis if one does not fulfill the mitzvah, one might think that the preliminaries do override Shabbos. And if he had only said the halacha is Rabbi Kiva by Karban Pesach, one might have thought that specifically the preliminaries for the Karban Pesach do not override Shabbos restrictions, but in regards to Mila, with which 13 brisos, covenants, were made over the mitzvah, perhaps Shabbos is pushed aside. Therefore, Rav Yehuda taught the halacha is Rabbi Kiva in both cases. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Osin kol tzarchei Mila b'Shabbos, we may perform all the needs for Mila on Shabbos, and then proceeds to list various needs, such as Priya, the uncovering the crown, Metzitza, drawing the blood, and bandaging. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah meant to include when it stated Kol Sarchei Mila, all the needs of Mila, given that the Mishnah's list seemingly included everything. The Gemara answers by bringing a braisa that teaches that as long as one is involved in the Mila, Chozer Bein Alatzitzin Ma'akminis Amila, Bein Alatzitzin She'en Ma'akminis Amila, he may return to the shreds that impede the validity of the Mila and to those that do not invalidate the Mila as well. This is what the Mishnah was coming to include. The braisa concludes that once one withdrew from the Mila because he thought it was complete, he may only return to the tzitz and then invalidate the Mila, not to those that do not. And point number three, it was taught in the braisa that the pasuk Zekeli Vanevehu, this is my God and I will beautify him, implies his na'alafana of the mitzvos. Beautify oneself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. For example, one should make a beautiful sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzit, sefer Torah, and write using beautiful ink, a beautiful pen, use an expert scribe, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishol says, Va'anveyu heavy domelo. The word Va'anveyu implies to be like him. Rashi explains that Abishol understands Va'anveyu as a contraction of the words Ani Vehu, I and he. Mahu Chanun Rachum, Afateye Chanun Rachum. Just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, so to you should be gracious and compassionate. All right, so now we go to our sim for Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we had a lot of clog suggestions, clogged pipes, clogged toilets, clogged sinks, clogged bathtubs, gutters, clogged arteries. Then we had a lot of college references. We had, from Sam Strasser in Toronto, Calgary, Alberta. We had calligraphy. We had Kellogg's and a lot of different Kellogg's brand cereals. But I'm going to go with another popular suggestion, which was clogs, the clogs that you wear, wooden clogs. So that's going to be our sim for Kuf Lamed Gimel. But thank you, everybody, for your input on these simanim. So here goes. The Dutch mole with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and Bris Mila on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the Mila, because he loved to beautify mitzvahs. Once again, in slow motion. The Dutch mole with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and Bris Mila on his clogs, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Dutch mole with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and Bris Mila on his clogs, which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, that the lach is like Rabbi Kiva's call, that kol malacha she'efshe la'asosim erev Shabbos, eina dorchas ha'Shabbos, any malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos cannot push aside Shabbos restrictions. He states that the halakha is Rabbi Kiva by Mila, and he states this in regards to Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yudah needed to teach the halakha is Rabbi Kiva in both cases. If he had only taught the preliminaries from Mila do not override Shabbos, one might think that this is because not fulfilling the mitzvah does not involve nisikaris, but by Karban Pesach, with which one receives karis if one doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, one might think that the preliminaries do override Shabbos. And if he had only said that the halakha is like Rabbi Kiva by Karban Pesach, one might have thought that specifically the preliminaries of Karban Pesach don't override Shabbos restrictions, but in regards to the Bris Mila, with which 13 brisos, covenants, were made over the mitzvos, perhaps Shabbos is pushed aside. Therefore, Rabbi Yudah taught that the halakha is Rabbi Kiva in both cases. So the Dutch mole with colorful depictions of the Karban Pesach and Bris Mila on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the Mila, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Osin kol tzarchei mila b'Shabbos. We may perform all the needs for mila on Shabbos, and then proceeds to list various needs, such as priya, uncovering the crown, bentzitza, drawing the blood, and bandaging. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah meant to include when it stated kol tzarchei mila, all the needs of mila, given that the Mishnah's list seemingly included everything. The Gemara answers by bringing a braisa that teaches that as long as one is involved in the mila, chozer ben ha'atzitzin ma'akminis mila, ben ha'atzitzin she'en ma'akminis mila. He may return to the shreds that impede the validity of the Mila and to those that do not invalidate the Mila as well. This is what the Mishnah was coming to include. The Braisa concludes that once one withdrew from the Mila because he thought it was complete, he may only return to the tzitzin that invalidate the Mila, not to those that do not. So the Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the carbon paste of Empress Mila on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the Mila because he loved to beautify mitzvahs. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that the Pusik, Zekeli Vanaveu, this is my God and I will beautify him, implies he's naya lefana b'mitzvahs, beautify oneself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. For example, one should make a beautiful sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzit, sefer Torah, and write using a beautiful ink, a beautiful pen, use an expert scribe, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishol says, Vanaveu evi domelo. The word Vanaveu implies to be like him, and Rashi explains that Abishol understands Vanaveu as a contraction of the words Ani vahu, I and he. Mahu chanun v'rachum, afatahiyah chanun v'rachum. Just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, so too you should be gracious and compassionate. So once again, the Dutch mole with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and Bris Mila on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the Mila, because he loved to beautify mitzvahs. Now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Daf kuf chavtes. So the symbol of kuf chavtes is a cactus. So here goes. After the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, which reminds us, the Rabbanan from the Arda ruled that there are three stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachas regarding when one is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for. During the first 3 days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we're Mechal Shabbos for. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're Mechal Shabbos for if she says she needs it. From the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not Mechal Shabbos for, even if she says she needs it, but we can't have a Gentile do the malacha for her. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, which reminds us, much of the duff addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazas Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. Rashi explains that there's nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. Which reminds us, it was taught that there are five things that bring a person closer to death than to life. If one eats and stands up immediately, if one drinks and stands up immediately, if one sleeps and stands up immediately, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately, and if one engages in tashmisha mita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. Daf Kuf Lamed. So the symbol for Kuf Lamed is a chazan with a beautiful voice, a kol. So here goes. The chazan with a beautiful voice. Chazan with a beautiful voice. That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Lamed. The chazan with a beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried, exposed for all to see. Which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the 19th perek introduces Malchokas regarding whether one can be Malchal Shabbos for Sarche Mila, the needs for the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Rabbi Yezer says that if one did not bring the izmal, the knife for performing the mila Erev Shabbos, he may carry it on Shabbos. He should bring the knife exposed, except in times when there was a governmental decree on doing a bris mila, in which case he should cover it in the presence of witnesses. Furthermore, Rabbi Yezer holds that one may even cut down a tree to make charcoal in order to make the knife. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and introduces a call that any malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos restrictions. So the chazan with a beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves with simcha, such as bris mila, as it says, Sasa nechil im rasecha, kemotzi shalal rav, I rejoice over your word like one who finds abundant spoils, they still perform with simcha. Rashi explains that David HaMelech was upset when he went to the bathhouse and felt naked from mitzvahs until he saw his mila, and his mind was set at ease. Imra Secha, your word, in the singular, is referring to bris mila, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before other words were given. The Jewish people as well rejoice over this mitzvah, which is there at all times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continues and says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, bekatata, contentiously, such as Arias, the prohibition against incestuous relationships with one's relatives, they still observe contentiously. The Lake Ksuba de Lorama Batigra, for there is no Ksuba in which the two sides do not quarrel. So the Chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over Ksuba that was resting in a Mavui that had no Shituf. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi whether a Mavui where no Shituf was done, and therefore the courtyards were not merged, is similar to a courtyard where the residents did not make an Erev, and just as the residents can carry an object that was resting in the courtyard Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so too they can carry an object that was resting in the Mavui Erev Shabbos in the Mavui on Shabbos. Or perhaps the Mavui does not have the same halach as the courtyard, either because the courtyard has four partitions and the Mavui only has three, or perhaps because the courtyard has residents and the Mavui does not. Initially, Rabbi Asi was silent, but on a subsequent occasion, he recalled being told of an incident in which a knife was brought from one end of a Mavui that had no Shituf to the other end, in order that a mila could be performed. Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the symbol for Kuf Lamed Aleph is a jail cell, a kella. So here goes. The inmate in the jail cell, that must mean we're on Daf, Kuf Lamed Aleph. The inmate in the jail cell who ate two loaves of bread daily, which reminds Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said and then Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yezer did not hold Makshiri mitzvah dokens of Shabbos, that the preliminaries of a mitzvah override Shabbos restrictions in regards to all mitzvahs. It's evident from the fact that he learns that the Makshiri Shtei Halechen, the preliminaries to the mitzvah of offering two loaves on Shavuos, override Shabbos restrictions from a Gezer Shava from bringing the Omer, where the Makshiri mitzvah of reaping, grinding, and sifting the barley for the Omer are Dokenes of Shabbos. Rashi explains that if Rebbe Eliezer held that Makshiri mitzvah Dokenes of Shabbos in regards to all mitzvahs, why would he need to learn that the Shtei Halechen overrides Shabbos restrictions from a Gezer Shava? We see from here that he does not apply his leniency universally. So the inmate in the jail cell who ate two loaves of bread daily tied tzitzis and wrote mezuzahs, which reminds the Gemara seeks to find the mitzvahs that Rabbi Yochanan came to exclude when he said that Rabbi Eliezer does not permit makshiri mitzvah for all mitzvahs. After determining that Rabbi Eliezer does hold makshiri mitzvah doichnas Shabbos applies to the mitzvahs of lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar, the Gemara concludes that the two mitzvahs that are excluded are tzitzis and mezuzah. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, and some say he said in the name of Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, that tying tzitzis and writing a mezuzah are not permitted on Shabbos, hoil b'yadil hafkirat, since one can renounce ownership of his garment and house, in which case the mitzvahs connected to them are no longer incumbent on him. Since such a potential exists, the Torah does not permit any chil Shabbos for their performance. So the inmate in the jail cell who ate two loaves of bread daily, tied tzitzis and wrote mezuzahs, dreamed of the day when he'd be free to shake lulav in a sukkah, eat matzah, and blow shofar. Which reminds the Gemara determines that the four mitzvahs of lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar all have a unique feature, which precludes the possibility of warning out from one another the Mekshiri Mitzvah Dorchins HaShabbos. Luv involves four meaning. Sukkah is fulfilled both in the day and at night. Matzah is a mitzvah that applies to women as well. The blowing of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Machnes Zichrona Shil Yisrael, Lahavin Shebishamayim, brings Yisrael's remembrances of their father in heaven. And the Shofar blown in Yom Kippur of Yovel caused the release of Jewish slaves to their homes and ancestral fields revert to the original owners. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So the symbol Kuf Lamed Beis is a club. So here goes. The passwords again to the clubhouse. Clubhouse, that must mean one Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The passwords again to the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, which reminds us the Gemara seeks the source that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara rejects three separate Gezer Shabbos connecting Bris Mila to Shabbos through the words Os, Bris, and Doros individually, since each one appears by other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara then brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that since only Bris Mila and Shabbos share all three words, we can learn a Gezer Shabbos that Mila overrides Shabbos. So the passwords again at the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the 8th day Mila occurred on a Shabbos, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan brings an alternative source that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. The Pasuk states, Uviyom Shmini Yimol Basar Alaso, and on the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The words B'yom HaShmini, on the 8th day, implies that the mitzvah meal should be performed on the 8th day, even if the 8th day is Shabbos. So the passwords again to the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the 8th day meal occurred on a Shabbos, for a mitzorah. Which reminds us, the Gemara states that the mitzvah meal overrides the tzaras prohibition of cutting off any whitish spot that indicates tzaras on the skin. Meaning if one had a neged tzaras on the place of the meal is still performed. The Gemara seeks the source for this halacha, and brings a brace that states, Yemo basar laso, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The extra word basar teaches that even though a behar spot, which is a type of tzaras, is on the orla, it should be cut off. The pasuk hishamer beneged tzaras, take heed concerning the affliction of tzaras, which is the source for not cutting off a neg, applies in all other situations besides for bris mila. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Where do we learn that the Mekshiri Bris Mila and Karban Pesach, that they're not Docha Shabbos, can't be learned out from each other? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 2. Where do we learn one source that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos? It's from the Gezer Shava of the three words Os, Bris, and Doros. That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 3. Where do we learn the Pshat in the Pasuk Zeke Livaneveu? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn the virtue of Haknasas Orchim? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 5. Where do we learn that a Mavui without a Shituf has the same din as a Chaser that had no Eruv? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number 6. Where do we learn when one can be Machal Shabbos for a woman after childbirth and the three different stages? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Good. Number 7. Where do we learn that the second source of Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos comes from the Pasuk B'Yom HaShmini? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Where do we learn that 5 boxes of straw and produce can be cleared per guest? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which Daf is it that we learn how we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not apply Makshiri Mitzvah Dochins of Shabbos to all mitzvahs? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Good. And finally, number 10. Which stuff do you learn that Mila is Docha, not cutting off the makom of a nega of Tzaras? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. And now the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Which stuff do you learn that in Eretz Yisrael they had an abbreviated Shema in the 3rd Parsha at Mariv? That's on Daf. Yadal. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn what the 18 Brachos in Shemona Esrei correspond to? That's on Daf. Kafches. Good. And number 3. Good. And finally, number 3. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding how many bread eaters are required to make a zimun of 10? That's on Daf. Memches. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. Plus the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichru. Wishing you a great day and great learning.